comments. The regional board is going through, this office is going through some significant staffing changes. We've had some key staff position retirements that are pending or have recently happened. Patty Gorup has been our staff services manager for many years, supervisor of the administration unit, and Patty retired last month. And we are very pleased to have Edith Vieira is the new supervisor of the administration unit. So welcome, Edith. And Fred Blatt is going to be retiring, and this may be Fred's last official board meeting here with the North Coast region. We're going to maybe entice him back in July to be here at the meeting. But I just wanted to take a moment to thank Fred for his many years of service to the State Board, the Lahontan Regional Board, and most recently for the last 20 years with the North Coast Regional Board. And being at the having a steady hand on the tiller of the non-point source and surface water protection division and leading our forest activities program for the last 6 years. It's just been great working with Fred. John, did you have
some? Well, first of all, I want to commend Fred for just an outstanding job. Is the timber tax meeting still going on in Sacramento, and who would replace Fred if that's so, because he played a really crucial role of understanding both forest practices, water quality, the administration, and some variety on the regional boards, and so it's going to be a tough replacement.
Yeah, so
and I just wondered whether those are still going on actively, and if so, who we're thinking of from staff, or if you haven't, just that that's...
Fred has been an active member of the leadership team, they call it, with the AB 1492, which is what you're referring to. Fred's been our primary staff representative for the North Coast region, and Jim Burke has also participated and been a really, really valuable member of that team. And so Jim will certainly continue as our representative. But this is the opportunity now to announce Fred's replacement as the Non-Point Source and Surface Water Protection Division Chief, and that is Jonathan Warmerdam, who is not a stranger to any of you. Jonathan has been our restoration specialist for the last three years, and has done a superb job in that capacity. And we're looking forward to his vision for non-point source pollution control. So addressing your question, Jonathan will likely have a role in the AB 1492 leadership team as well. Some other changes to our management team. With the new cannabis positions, we were able to have a new division of the Cannabis and Compliance Assurance Division, and Kaysen Grady is the supervising engineer for the Cannabis and Compliance Assurance Division. Kaysen isn't in the room right now. Alita Mangelsdorf is the new division chief of the Planning and Stewardship Division. So we were able to split a division that Josh Curtis had been the division chief of before his promotion to assistant executive officer. And so now Alita Mangelsdorf is the division chief of the Planning and Stewardship Division. And again, Alita's certainly no newcomer to you and brings a wealth of experience in planning and assessment and is just a really, really good mind to bring to that division and has a really good vision of how to integrate monitoring and assessment and TMDL implementation and planning. So really pleased to have Alita in that position. Alita's promotion to become a division chief leaves a vacancy in the planning unit, and so we're actively in the process of recruiting for a senior for that position. We also have the second cannabis, well, one of the two cannabis regulatory units. We have two new supervisors for those two units. The first is Mona Doherty. Mona's going to be the supervisor of the Northern Cannabis Unit. And so Mona's switch from the NPDS unit leaves a vacancy in the NPDS unit. So we're now actively recruiting for that unit senior position. And David Kuzmar is the new senior water resources control engineer for the second cannabis unit. So as you can see, there is a lot of changes going on at the North Coast region. And we are thrilled to have all of those individuals in their new positions. I'm really, really confident in this executive and management teams, as we call them. And we're in a good position to be moving forward as the North Coast region. And it's a time of transition, because with all of these changes and, in many cases, promotions, it leaves vacancies. And so there's just a lot of shifting that's going on within our office. But we're staying true and keeping moving forward. So that's all I wanted
Mr.
to
Chair,
share.
If I may. Thank you, Matt. You didn't say who was going to be filling the big shoes that Jonathan created for the restoration specialist. I hope that position's not abandoned, because Jonathan was such a significant force in all of the discussions that he's involved with, and you know, representing your agency and the value of water quality and restoration. So,
yeah. So we are definitely not abandoning that position, and one of Jonathan's first tasks will be to find his recruit for and then hire his replacement. And I should have said that Fred is sticking around to pass the torch to Jonathan. And so he's going to continue working side by side with Jonathan for another couple weeks into mid-June or so. And so really appreciate Fred's doing that. It's going to provide a good transition for that position. And then likewise for these other promotions, those staff will be available to mentor their replacements as well.
And Matt, a moment of reflection here. For one thing, you set in motion, I believe, a reorganization and a reprioritization of this staff and this agency. And I think this is just a ongoing, rolling process. Kudos to you, by the way. I think that you've made some very good moves in putting very qualified internal staff, external candidates into position. I think we're well poised. Fred, I want to say just thank you on behalf of the board and the people of California for your service. It's difficult to see somebody of 20 years at this agency walk out the door, but at the same time, well-deserved. He told me he's going to ride the train up every day, or at least one or two days a week, just to, you know, come on in and do that transition. At the same time, you know, people coming in, Jonathan, Dave Kuzmar, others, job well done. I mean, moving up and growing, and that is the point here. And I think as an agency, the transitional actions that are going on, I think, are very positive. So for your standpoint, Matt, as the tip of that spear for us, I want to just acknowledge that you started something here that's ongoing. I think it's very positive, and I think we're positioned well to go forward here as a result. So I want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Corbett.
If this is appropriate, I forgot on an ex-party communication. I had an ex-party communication with Tom Westlaw.
I kept the microphones off during the conversation. No. I had a meeting with Tom Westlaw, who's the principal staff person to the Senate and Assembly Fisheries. And I brought up to him a problem in the transition regarding ESA mitigations. And essentially the problem is Pacific Corps has been paying for it. And when title transfers, then Pacific Corps is no longer going to be paying for it. So then unless you have fish ladders or you have the dams removed, someone needs to come up with money There was an accommodation of about $5.2 million that went over with the transition. And this is a very long-winded way to say that we can postpone the 401 certification process for 1 year. But if we hit a second year, we have ESA mitigation potential costs. And I think it would be a strange use of California money to be mitigating on some of its own regulations. But it has happened before. So we should encourage the process not to get into an additional year's delay.
All right. Let the record reflect just the late addition to ex parte from Mr. Corbett. Let's move on. We have an agenda item here of approval meeting minutes, which we have none because we just met about a month ago. So my understanding is we'll do it twice next time. Okay. Moving on then, uncontested items. We have two uncontested items.